Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap here with a name you know. How could you not? Veda Scott is everywhere. How you doing?
Well, right now, I'm at WrestleCade, and good luck interviewing me here. I'm going to try really hard, but there is a lot happening, and I don't have an attention span.
It's my favorite weekend of the year. You've been here before, yeah?
I have, yes. I did a couple shows at the Wrestle Kingdom shows throughout the years, but last year was my first time doing the whole convention, mm-hmm. like being here for the whole weekend. It's so fun.
I love it. It's my favorite weekend of the year. I never really had an occasion to be in North Carolina, and then like 4 years ago, I started to come here. And now it's a thing I'll do every year. Like, Survivor Series is nice and all that, but this is where I'm going to be every Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, it's also nice to kind of just, like, be in one place for 3 days. Like, that's very special for me to not have to travel for 3 days. So, yeah, no, and it is freaking packed in here.
Where is home for you right now?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
A little bit north of Philadelphia, like an hour north of Philadelphia. Kind of the area where I grew up. The Lehigh Valley, actually. Ian Riccaboni is also
from
there.
Oh, nice.
You'll hear him shout out Allentown.
The Iron Pigs.
Yes, the Iron Pigs. I am obsessed with the Iron Pigs. Yes, it is our minor league baseball team mm-hmm. in the Lehigh Valley. And, yeah, so Ian always has the different hats. I have many hats, too. I tend to wear more of like a knit cap situation. He's got the ball
yes.
cap. Yeah. Love him. I'm always at the... I'm at the Iron Pigs. So my mother actually has season tickets to the Iron Pigs.
That is incredible.
Yes. And also is associated with a luxury box as well.
Really?
So, yes. So... basically,
a woman of privilege.
Basically, my second home. No. This is true. My mother, who is a wonderful woman, has been in this working for the same company for 50 years, which is
wow.
nuts. And we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But she just
celebrated. Really fightful now.
Well, so she just celebrated her 50th year with this organization. And they did her, like, party at the Iron Pigs. That is
that
how
is,
much my family
wonderful.
Loves the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
There are so many comparisons between like minor league baseball and pro wrestling
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Like that's why Jeff Jarrett would run a lot of those minor league stadiums. Because you never I don't want to say never, but it's very rarely like, oh well here are the Tennessee Birds. No, it's the Trash Pandas or the Iron Pigs. Because the merchandising of that is so charming that people are like, hell yeah, let me sign up.
100% like doing specialty nights, doing theme nights. It's all like wrestling. And also, the other thing that really gets me with like a minor league team and a minor league stadium that makes me feel good and like wrestling is like no one's ever doing just like one job. Like the baseball players, yes, but then you'll find out like the person who plays the mascot also is in charge of PR.
Yep.
And like it's amazing. I love it. I love, you know, supporting just local businesses in our area. I grew up in the Lehigh Valley. I moved away. I lived in New York City for a while. I lived in Philadelphia proper for many, many years. Lived in Rhode Island. Moved all around. I was 100% the person who was like, once I graduated and I moved to Manhattan for college, once I did that, I was like, I'm never coming back here. No, I'm not doing it. This small town. No. And like recently moved back. Love it.
Would you ever consider doing commentary on something like minor league baseball or other sports or any other activities that you feel like you could lend your voice to?
So when you say baseball, that comes up a lot, honestly, in my life. And it makes me think of the scene in Seinfeld where George is trying to figure out, like, what he could do for a job. And
yes.
he's, like, baseball announcer. And Jerry's, like, usually it's, like, ex-players
yes.
that they hire. But that's kind of what wrestling commentary is. So that's my version of that. But no, I kind of do commentary over everything in my life. It's in my head. I just, like, I'm constantly narrating things. And also, I think that's why I really enjoy doing, like, Twitch streaming and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just talking to nothing.
And, I mean, yourself and Speedball both do Twitch streaming.
Yes.
That's such a natural thing for pro wrestlers who connect with an audience in general. And you're connecting with an audience through a different method now. How important has that been for you all? Because, I mean, it's something you've both really embraced.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it is the most important thing in terms of my career right now is just this connection through things like Twitch, things like streaming, even just social media. Because there are so many people. Again, we just did like a stream the other night where we had all of these people who sometimes we'll get to meet them at shows, sometimes we don't, but like we've connected online, and it's become such a huge thing. It's so much fun. It's so much fun to finally meet them in person. If, like, anytime you're on any of Speedball streams or my streams and you meet us in person and you're comfortable letting us know your name, your Twitch name, please do, because we love meeting
that,
people.
I love that. That's one of my favorite things about WrestleCade, is meeting so many people that consume the content and support what anybody. I mean, that's what everybody's here to do, or to support wrestlers.
I'm sorry,
in
I'm
some
like
capacity.
Darting around, but there's
no,
it,
there's
so
much
so
going
much
on.
Happening here.
There's like over 200 wrestlers here.
Yes.
It is something that I always tell people, they got to do at least once. So we had mentioned Speedball, obviously. The profile of a Speedball Mike Bailey has increased exponentially over the last couple of years. Has there been anything that you've seen done in the ring and you're like, could you maybe not? Could you maybe scale that one back a little bit?
No, I mean, honestly, here's the thing. I still wrestle on occasion, but
yes.
Like, I was a pro wrestler, and I am a pro wrestling fan first and foremost. I've been a pro wrestling fan my entire life, and I love death matches. I love big stunts. I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't believe that I have the authority to, you know, try to control anyone's agency over, like,
yes.
their actions and their bodies in pro wrestling. I very much believe in that. But also, like, I don't know, Mike is someone who, again, is incredibly athletic, incredibly resilient, clearly, but is also just the most just brilliant mind in all of professional wrestling. And part of that comes with, like, being creative and figuring out ways to just come up with ideas and come up with just scenes and memories. So, I mean, there's really nothing where I'm not, like, it's always something that Mike has, like, really thought about, and I think that's important, too.
Another good endorsement of WrestleCade, last year we did our first Fightful Awards and we had staff nominations. The first two people nominated for entering Performer of the Year were Speedball Mike Bailey and Dax Harwood, who then wrestled in North Carolina on Thanksgiving weekend. That was not an AEW, not a TNA Impact, not anywhere else. It was a WrestleCade. It was so unbelievable.
Yeah,
I was so glad I got to see that.
At that time, and still at this time, like, that was a match that, like, could not happen otherwise. You know, Dax Harwood is not someone who wrestles out of AEW virtually ever. And then, you know, Speedball, of course, is with Impact. There's a lot of independent stuff. But, yeah, that was like a match that couldn't happen otherwise. Tonight, Mike is wrestling Andrade, which is another
incredible one
that, like, couldn't happen otherwise. But that's the whole thing with these conventions. We did a GCW show from the convention last night. It was on Fight Plus, and Dave Frazak and I were on commentary, and we were talking about the fact that, like, so there was a match that was Insane Clown Bussy, which was, of course, Bussy alongside Violent J.
George South joined Insane Clown Bussy.
On the other side of the ring was George South, and then, of course, the Mortons, Ricky and Kerry. This is a combination of human beings that, like, you could not conceive of. And that happens all the time at these conventions. It's another reason why, like, you got to come down.
One of my favorite pieces of, like, self-made content I saw was your really passive-aggressive I'm not signed promo where you're walking down the street. I loved that. That was so good. And to, like, have the self-awareness, even, like, poke fun at it, but also be like, I could be signed. The right person came along. At the right company
here's
came along.
The,
I love that.
Here's the funny thing about that one, Sean. So that was a hilarious little tongue-in-cheek promo 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But here we are 5 years later,
well,
and I could film the same thing.
Was it 5 years ago?
No 4 years. Way. I think about four. So I remember that one specifically because I remember filming it in Coventry, England, which is where Mike and I were living at the time. We used to spend months and months living in Coventry or Rugeley in England, in the Midlands.
Yeah.
And so I was walking down, like, a gloomy street in this gloomy city that I love so much, but, like, was really just kind of like, you know what? Everyone's getting signed. Like, what about the other side of this? And again, that was something that was, like, very funny and very cute 4 years ago. It's 4 years later, and honestly, I could do the same promo. So, really, who's laughing now?
It was still a good promo. And, I mean, your work is incredible. I think your work is really, really great. You were backstage at AEW fairly recently.
Yeah.
I think I even dropped in your messages and was like, what are you doing there? What's going on? And you're like, I'm just visiting, I promise.
I'm just visiting. I have lots of very awesome, very successful friends who are doing really cool things at places like AEW. So I do like to drop by and visit. It's just so cool to see the whole thing, like see the production. And like I said, I'm a wrestling fan first and foremost. So like any chance I have to go to literally any wrestling show, I will go.
What would you like to see as we get into 2024 in your announcing career specifically, besides, you know, being signed, perhaps?
Well, and I joke about that. I mean, it's not a joke, but I joke. And it's more to me like I am so lucky with independent wrestling. I have, you know, a full schedule. And that's cool. That's like really, really cool as an announcer. You know, I've recently in the past year started to work with New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's become a regular home for me, and I'm very excited about that. Really excited to stay with them. I'm staying with them through the new year, so that's super cool. But yeah, it's just kind of like I said, I really love wrestling, and I don't know. That sounds like lame because it is lame, but I didn't think that I would ever get to. It took me a long time to, you know, work my way into New Japan. That was a possibility that I thought would never exist, and now it does. And I kind of want to try everything.
Who have you learned the most from working with them on commentary?
Oh gosh, so many people. I just try to like learn and absorb and ask questions. I recently though did, as part of the New Japan Impact Wrestling Multiverse United special that happened at the ECW Arena a few months ago, I got to work with Tom Hanifan finally.
Oh, okay.
That was incredible. He gave me so much advice, went over notes with me. Like, he is just awesome, and he's someone I'm a huge fan of, especially, you know, watching Impact every week. But I finally got to work with Tom, and I've been working with Matt Raywald more regularly as part of Wrestling
Revolver. Love Matt.
Incredible. Just, how can you be so good at two things like that?
He's Matt is really good at
a lot
of things.
He's a really freaking good pro wrestler.
Yes.
And is also a really freaking good announcer.
Great
and then,
personality.
Yeah,
great,
I don't know.
Great at online content as well.
Like, and he and Matt are so fun together, so that was great. But yeah, I kind of try to like just learn as much as I can from everyone. I call a lot of different kinds of wrestling. Obviously, the fact that I get to work with Dave Prazak
on a
few times a month is incredible.
Who has helped so many in the wrestling business.
Absolutely. As you know, a wrestling performer, a promoter, as an announcer. And then also, I've recently started to do stuff with Deadlock, DPW.
Wonderful community. I love to put them over.
Just the best community, the best content. But there I actually get to work with Caprice and Rich Bocchini.
Oh, that's incredible.
Two of my favorites. So, like, that's a squad. I don't know. Like, this literally could go on for hours because I love every team.
Well, now, as we wrap up, I'm going to ask you for advice. I've got my first match in 6 years coming up this weekend against Shazza McKenzie. What advice would you give me as a pro wrestler in kicking her ass? It's a street fight.
So Shazza is my former tag partner.
Sorry.
I turned on her probably maybe multiple times. I don't think I've ever managed to beat Shazza McKenzie, so I would not listen to my advice, honestly. Shazza and I have a long and emotional history, and I think that usually
That's called trauma.
I think she's usually the one who does the kicking, and it's my ass, so no. You did try to get the jump on her that one time.
I did. It was a beautiful DDT. I went backstage and Gangrel went, that was sweet.
I don't know that happened.
It did. He looked at me and he said, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I'm going to tell Jake Roberts to stop doing it too because it's yours now.
This is where it flashes in. Footage not found.
It happened. I'm going to roll the footage right now. Don't mind that Gangrel actually doesn't look anything like Gangrel, and it looks like me dressed as Gangrel. Don't worry about that.
But yeah, I have no advice for Shazza. I mean, no. I understand why you're doing this, and I appreciate it. You're, you know, it's a great cause. You're raising money. But I have no advice for Shazza. I don't know why you're doing this.
Please tell the people where they can support you, where they can follow you, where they can find you.
So, I'm Vaina Scott. You can find me on, do we have to say the X?
The X, you can say Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at It's Vaina Time, and I kind of link everything off of there for now. But yeah, I have a website, I have a Patreon, I have a YouTube channel, all sorts of stuff. Well, that's like three things, but all of those.
Plenty of stuff. Support Vaina Scott. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.